Hello, everyone. My name is Chris Green, and I'd like to talk with you about corporate deployment, unified in purpose. Carol and I have been in ministry together for 35 years, and through the years, we've always heard one particular cry from hundreds of people in various churches, parachurch organizations, and prayer groups all over this country. There is a continual cry for unity and coming together. We have heard many reasons offered in gatherings and in meetings and in conferences as to why the body of Christ can't seem to come together. Reasons like unforgiveness, bitterness, competition, envy, strife, ambition, greed, prejudice, racism, sexism, imperialism, hypocrisy, apathy, and the list goes on and on and on. Of course, these observations have been quite accurate. We have been in and around the church for 50 years, so we can tell you firsthand that this has been a legitimate complaint and issue against the church in America. However, I'm not talking about this to add to the complaint, nor am I trying to offer a one-size-fits-all solution to the problem. Yet, what I am doing is offering another way of approaching the issue of unity. Perhaps, maybe I'm even offering another way of viewing what unity is really going to look like. In our experiences, those who call for unity are usually calling for everyone to come in and join their movement and their cause and their mission. And if everyone does not come together to fulfill what they believe God has called them to do, then the outcry starts up again. No one wants to walk in unity. My brother and ministry overseer introduced this phrase to us while he was training and mentoring us. He said, "This is how we often view the next move of God. When the calling is in my heart, it's the will of God. But when that same calling is in another leader's heart, then I feel like they're walking in selfish ambition." So why would God tell scores of leaders to do the same thing? Is he actually calling every leader in every church and every prayer group and every parachurch organization to pool all of their people and all of their resources into one massive effort under one group's banner? Personally, we believe many leaders are missing a critical point. We believe the Lord is calling for us to come together in unity of purpose. Hear me closely. We believe the Lord is calling us to come together in unity of purpose, not necessarily unity of presence, meaning physically coming together all the time. Now I want to share a short story to clarify this point I'm making right now. Another local church pastor was constantly trying to get us to bring our congregations together for a unity gathering. And we were very reluctant because the type of people God was causing us to mentor are really not regular churchgoers. And most of them have been burned out by church. That's just the type of people urban life seems to have gathered through the years. And for us, a unity gathering would be disastrous for our people. However, this pastor kept insisting that we need to come together in unity. Well, a few months later, his ministry had need of a van, and we happened to have one that we no longer needed, so we gave it to them. After we made the transaction, we told him, "This is what it means to come together in unity. We don't need to have a church unity service. You had a need. We met your need. That's what it means to come together and work together in unity." So as our nation continues to fall apart, many church and ministry leaders continue to call for unity, but most seem to think unity means always physically coming together for meetings and gatherings. But what is the point of gatherings if there is no action that deals with our nation at fundamental levels. Carol and I see the call for unity as really a call for unity in the spirit. It is a call for unity in purpose. We must stop confusing corporate gatherings as a sign of unity and trust the Spirit of God. Do you hear me? Trust the Spirit of God as He moves us forward with what we call corporate deployments. Our military is the perfect example of this. Our military is deployed all over the world. They're not gathered all together in one spot on United States soil. They're deployed even by different branches, you know, Air Force and Army and Navy and so on. So again, they're not all doing the same thing in the same place in the same way. However, they are deployed with a common purpose. For instance, God has deployed us into the urban community to deal specifically with the urban family relationship frontline battles. So we can't command and demand that every church and every prayer group and every parachurch group join with us in our calling under our marching orders. We can't command and demand that all inner city ministries unite with us and our strategy, because some of them are called to deal with drug and alcohol addictions, while others are deployed to supply food and clothes to the community. We must each do what God has called us to do. And perhaps we're just simply supposed to make other branches of the Kingdom Warrior military, make them aware of our assignments. In some cases, like we did with the pastor I talked about earlier, we might be able to help meet some of their battle needs or supply covering and prayer over their deployment. You know, sometimes God's orders will cause our paths to cross, and we will find ourselves coming together in certain, I call it, sectors of the war zone. But remember, it'll be against a common foe. But that's something God must orchestrate, not us. This is what we mean by coming together in unity. Some of us may never meet one another physically. We may never meet one another physically on this side of eternity, but we will have still worked together and come together in unity. Everyone must follow the orders that the Holy Spirit is giving them. Hear me closely. Everybody's got to follow the orders that the Holy Spirit is giving them. And we must obey the assigned deployment that He is giving. The unity we are looking for is in the Spirit. It's in the Spirit of God, because He is the one commanding all of us. As human beings, here's the real deal. As human beings, we've got to relinquish this fleshly, carnal need to be in control and always knowing what everybody else is doing, because we're pulling everyone into one position under our authority. We have to simply obey our orders from God, knowing that He is speaking to others, and we're trusting that they're just doing their part as well. God bless you.